Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the energy of the Capricorn full moon and lunar eclipse. The full moon will take place on Sunday, July 5th at 2:44 p.m. in Sydney, 5:44 a.m. in London, and 12:44 a.m. in New York. In early June, an eclipse gateway swung open with the first of a cluster of three eclipses. And through that time, we've witnessed upheaval, shifting of priorities, unveiling of truths and visions of a new world. This final lunar eclipse on July 5 is the conclusion of this intensity. And that's not to say that the intensity is over, but that the culmination of energies has come to its end. New energy is seeping in, and it is about time. This eclipse on July 5 represents not just a completion of this eclipse cycle, but the completion of the Cancer and Capricorn eclipse cycle we've been experiencing since July 2018. I spoke briefly of this in late December when we experienced the Capricorn new moon and solar eclipse, which kicked off what has been a, shall we say, eventful 2020. That's really highlighted Cancer and Capricorn energy so well. This energy of macro versus micro, societal versus personal, career versus home, authoritative versus nurturing, hard work versus intuitive knowing. It could be worth looking back to July 2018 and see what themes have come up for you in the past 2 years. And while Capricorn is very much about every man working hard for himself, Cancer energy is community and power of the people. And I mean, hello 2020, have we not seen the rise of people power and the overthrow might be too strong a word, but the pressure and onus put on those in authoritative positions. So this is that Cancer Capricorn energy working together, and it has been working through these eclipses since 2018. You can see it happening in the world around us. Astrology is pretty cool, right? You just can't argue with its profound predictive insights. Because this is a lunar eclipse and a full moon, the end of the cycle invites a release, a purging of sorts. Perhaps it was some of the lessons or pain points that were highlighted for you during this cycle that needed to be surrendered. This eclipse is not just giving you permission to purge, but inviting you to do so, accompanied by its heightened energy. It's also likely that there might be things that you're not ready to let go of, that these eclipses have been gently, or in some cases not so gently, nudging you to release. Holding on will not serve you. Release under this eclipse, and I promise you the reward will reveal itself. It's also worth mentioning, although I won't go into mass detail about it because I do like to keep things simple on this podcast, but Mars has just moved into its home sign of Aries, which will amplify its energy of aggression, impulsiveness, frustration. That's some of the shadow qualities. This eclipse may bring these particular emotions to the surface. So allow them to rise so that they may be released. Although this ends this current eclipse cycle, we do have two more eclipses this year. And just for your information, if you're not down with how many eclipses you usually get in a year, this is quite a large number that we're experiencing in 2020. But is anybody surprised by that? The next two eclipses will be the Gemini lunar eclipse on November 30 and the Sagittarius solar eclipse on the 14th of December. But let's dive deeper into the energy of the Capricorn full moon and its significance in Cancer season. It goes back to those polarities I spoke of earlier in relation to the eclipse. Cancer is about home, family, community. Capricorn is your presence out in the world, your career, authority, and how you're seen by others. I believe the message of this energy is to do the work at home, love yourself and your family hard, and then encourage good to be done out in the world. This is a good time to look at how your micro world can greatly impact the future of your planet, its people, and its survival. Capricorn energy is the awareness of responsibility. A great time to ask yourself, what role do I play? How am I responsible for the world in which I live? And what initiative can I take to make improvements that will not just benefit me and my loved ones, but everyone who shares this world with me? But also, how am I going to take responsibility to create change in my life from all of the valuable lessons the universe has shown me during this eclipse season? Because I am positive that so much has come up for all of you. It's definitely come up for me in the last month during these eclipses. So what has surfaced and what responsibility are you going to take for that? The mantra for Capricorn is I master. So whatever responsibility you take on, Capricorn will not settle for doing things by halves. Your contribution to the world is being called to question, and Capricorn is urging you to be the master of how you choose to make that contribution. Capricorn is an earth sign, and hard work and diligence run through its veins. Well, if Capricorn was a living and breathing thing, which it is not, but you understand what I mean. It values integrity, patience, and self-discipline, and it is the builder and high achiever of the zodiac. In saying that, watch pressure surmounting based on your own unachievable expectations. It's been a big, unprecedented year, and goalposts have likely moved. Personal KPIs perhaps are just really not in the realms of possibility right now. This is where we must invite in the energy of Cancer to nurture, nourish, and reassure. I know personally I have to be very careful with Capricorn energy. As a girl with a self-confessed obsession to be the master of everything, I need to watch my shadow self keeps itself in check by not shifting into controlling, restrictive, authoritarian, and rather channeling the practical, ambitious, respectable, and responsible qualities of Capricorn. Capricorn also has a tendency to dismiss feeling and emotion and instead favor productivity and ambition, which can often result in emotional unavailability, dismissiveness, and distance. But it would be such a shame to have experienced all the extra emotions in the last few weeks and not use them to your advantage. Can you bring awareness to the areas of your life that need Capricorn structure and foundations, but build them based on love, feelings, and long-term wisdom and vision? We've spoken about it in the last three episodes, but it's worth repeating. Eclipse energy is likely to expose the truth of the situation. Shine a light on where the work is needed. And if you choose to ignore the signs, well, that eclipse is going to hold your peepers open and forcefully push you right into the center of your own shit until you do like a Capricorn and master the lesson. But please don't let this scare you. This is the work, and with the work comes growth and expansion and new opportunity. And if 2020 has taught me anything, it's don't run from your shit. Do the work. Take responsibility for the things that happen and watch the magic that ensues. If you enjoy evolving and changing with the lunar cycle, you might like to consider becoming a Lunar Lover member. As part of your membership, I will be holding a live full moon circle this Sunday, July 5 at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. This will include a full moon releasing ritual incorporated with some yin yoga. The only way to attend is to become a member, but you're free to cancel your membership at any time. You'll also receive full moon journal prompts, access to a library of yin classes, this month's centering meditation, and a bunch of other moon goodies. To become a member, you can click the link in the show notes of this episode, or just head to jordanalevine.com/lunalover. It's funny, when I sat down to record this moon synopsis, it felt very mechanical. I didn't get the wave of emotion and intuitive niggles that I usually feel in preparation for curating these moon episodes. It felt clinical, regimented, and a bit too structured. But then a friend pointed out, well, that's the energy of Capricorn, isn't it? And she's right. So take from that what you will. Perhaps you'll feel similar energy over the next few days. Okay, so some ways to work with this Capricorn full moon and lunar eclipse. Go slow and be gentle with yourself. Again, we're looking at amplification of energies and they are big. So slow down this weekend. Remember, we still have five planets in retrograde. So there is no time to be rushing through things. And watch the Capricorn energy of being harsh on yourself for slowing down. Capricorns don't like to slow down. So make sure that you're being gentle and kind. Prioritize and maximize. And by this I mean, if you're one of those people who like to do a million things at once, hello, that's definitely me, prioritize one thing and do it well. Become the master of one rather than the master of none. Contemplate your contribution. There are so many ways to have an impact in the world at the moment. Choose a cause and become a master of it. Feel into the impact it has on your immediate world, but also the world of your future. And then lastly, release and let go. I've mentioned this a few times already, and it's something you should be doing every full moon. But after the massive journey you've just been through with this eclipse and the one before and the one before that, it's so important that you release everything that surfaced that is no longer serving you. If you need help with this, remember Lunar Lover members get free access to a live circle that will guide you through this process. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot of it on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. Remember, if you want to become a Lunar Lover member, you can click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/lunalover. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.